Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The following segment is from NFL Reacts, a part of the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one. Thursday night football, we saw Panthers running back Christian McCaffrey, likely number one overall pick in most people's fantasy drafts, go down with a hamstring injury. We're still kind of waiting to hear about the severity, but they ruled him out pretty quick. It does not seem very good for the star running back of the Carolina Panthers.
It does not. Just like you said, the quickness with which they ruled him out, not super promising for me. Chuba Hubbard came in. He did look pretty solid, put up a nice stat line, was involved as a receiver. So definitely somebody who needs to be, on your radar as a potential weekly flex if Christian McCaffrey misses time, because it seems like he's going to get a lot of work. And this is the Carolina Panthers podcast, apparently. So we have to pay plenty of homage to the running back room there. But I mean, they just utilize the workhorse running back, and that's the way they do business. We saw Mike Davis come in when Christian McCaffrey was injured, was involved as a receiver as well. I think Chuba Hubbard is a more talented running back than Mike Davis. I liked him a lot coming out of school. He had a lot of injuries in his final season at Oklahoma State that I think made his draft stock, start to plummet. But let's not forget, in 2019, had a 2,000 rushing yard season. I think he could come up really clutch for some fantasy football teams this season.
We've already proclaimed that we are the Zach Wilson podcast, and we got to make some adjustments as the season goes on.
We'd like to issue a formal retraction.
Yes, like NFL teams, guys get injured. You got to make adjustments as the season goes on, and it's a long NFL regular season. We got an extra week this year, so we're calling an audible. Zach Wilson was very bad last week, and we're taking this opportunity to make a case for a new NFL player we should stand on this podcast. Now, we do have to implement some rules. I guess we can't do this every time that player has a bad game or a bad week, but we can do that this time. I'll give it a go, because Zach Wilson was just so horrendously bad last week. So we're each going to make our case for the new player that we should stand. And why not stick with the Carolina Panthers? I have been the Sam Darnold guy. I've been willing to put myself out there despite you guys just hating on Sam, even though he never had a chance with Adam Gase and the New York Jets. He's
blah,
looked
blah,
good.
Blah, blah. Oh, my. He does. Okay. So I will say, stat line, the fact that he's 3-0, great. But let's not forget, Jimmy Garoppolo has a really solid win-loss record as a quarterback. I'm not saying the Carolina Panthers aren't good, but I am saying that Sam Darnold is still not good despite the wins. I know he's been racking up passing yardage, which is fantastic, but we keep seeing him make a ton of mistakes. He had two fumbles yesterday that just didn't end up being lost fumbles, so his teammates saved him there. He saved himself a little bit, but he's still a guy that is making mistakes. He's not turning over the ball quite as much, but I'm not ready to issue him his crown just yet. I think we gotta slow things down a little bit, Steven. I know you're very excited, and I'm so glad that you're willing to wear the hat of the Sam Darnold truther, because it's a hat that I won't even try on in the store, let alone wear around publicly and willingly.
Listen, if Sam Darnold was the starting quarterback for my favorite football team, would I be thrilled about it? Probably not. I understand that, and I can be honest about it. But can I give you some points as to why we should dive into the Sam Darnold hype train?
Let's do it.
They're the only 3-0 team in football, and their defense is absolutely stacked, although they did lose J.C. Horn last night. It was a bad game, bad Thursday night game for injuries. But he might be back later in the season. We'll figure that out as he has to have foot surgery. They're also clearly not the best team in their division. They just lost Christian McCaffrey for an unknown amount of time, but they're already 3-0. It's an underdog story. They're clearly not better than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Everybody loves a good underdog story in the NFL, and they're already better than anybody thought they were going to be. Also, they've got an easy schedule, so they could make the playoffs, making them an easy team to root for. And my last point, no one else wants to be the Sam Darnold pod. We are diving into uncharted territory, and it's hard to carve out a section of the football landscape that isn't covered already. Nobody's jumping at being the Sam Darnold podcast, so we'll be the only one. It'll be an exclusive thing. You can listen to the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.